The New York Court of Appeals ruling came in two cases decided jointly, one brought by an oil company and the other a dairy farm that wanted to lease its land, challenging the towns of Dryden and Middlefield's decisions to ban the industrial activity there. The decision is seen as a blow to the oil industry, but it doesn't change the larger question of whether fracking will begin in New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo is waiting for a health impact review from the state health department before making a decision on fracking's fate in the state. The lengthy de facto moratorium has emboldened activists on both sides of the issue. Former Albany Common Council member Dom Calcellaro was instrumental in getting city legislation banning fracking passed.
The New York State Constitution, it's Article 9, it gives local municipalities the right to control what happens within their own borders. In fact, it doesn't give it to you, it requires you. The Constitution states that local municipalities have to protect the health, safety, welfare, and property, and that's the key, and property of its residents.
Calcellaro attended the Court of Appeals hearing. He says the court apparently used some of the same materials to make its decision that he used as a basis to introduce local anti-fracking legislation in 2009. His measure passed in 2010.
We actually passed it twice. Mayor Jennings at the time vetoed it. Then a few months later, I brought it back, and we passed at that time with 10 votes, which would have been enough for a veto override. And the mayor then, he didn't veto it. He didn't sign it either, but it did go into effect without a signature.
Calcellaro says the local law protects the city water supply, the Alcove Reservoir. That reservoir is very close to Greene County, an area that would be a prime target for gas companies seeking Marcellus Shale gas. A two-lane road is the only way to access the water. Calcellaro believes fracking operations would use that road to locate and operate drilling platforms where materials would be trucked to and from well sites.
If something ever happened and leaked into our water supply or an accident or a train tipped over that, we'd really be in trouble because we only have a 10-day backup supply.
Travis Prue, communications director with Environmental Advocates of New York, says the deep-pocketed fracking industry has been trying to cripple communities' rights to say no.
Dozens of communities here in the Capital Region have either permanently or temporarily banned fracking. Over 150 communities statewide, so the repercussions are huge, and this ruling will have national consequences.
According to data collected by the League of Women Voters of the North Country, 12 counties in New York have passed legislation to control or ban the introduction of fracked waste and byproducts in their jurisdictions. Brad Gill with the Independent Oil and Gas Association of New York says the industry is disappointed but not entirely surprised with the appeals court decision. Gill says there are concerns about New York's future ability to attract investor capital. On the upside, Gill hopes the news will prompt a decision from the governor. Calls for comment to Governor Cuomo's office were not returned in time for broadcast. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.